San Francisco is thought of as one of the most health-conscious cities in the world. And I'm not just saying that. The American College of Sports and Fitness ranked the Bay Area number 4 out of the 50 biggest metropolitan areas for health and fitness. But every neighborhood isn't necessarily as healthy as the next. In fact, some have unusually high rates of diabetes and chronic heart disease. Kenny Hill grew up in one of those neighborhoods, Bayview Hunters Point. In this story from our archives, KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs spends a day with Hill to find out why it can be hard to stay healthy in this part of the city and what he's doing to change that.
If Kenny Hill had gotten all of his first choice classes when he started at City College, his life would have turned out very differently.
You know how it is when you're in college, you have a registration date and you really don't get the choice of the best classes. And so I ended up in a health education class.
To his surprise, after the first few minutes of that class, Kenny realized he was exactly where he was supposed to be. At the time, he says he was overweight and unconcerned about it.
To me, it was very, very like normal until I enrolled into college and found out that the way I lived wasn't normal. So like I would go to McDonald's, go to the store and eat fast food, candy, go to the candy house and things like that.
Kenny says he was always big. He says his mom, who actually had a degree in health education, would have tried harder to make him eat healthy, but
in her mind, she felt that like I was I'm a boy, and that when I got older, I was probably going to like play sports and it will fall off.
Until then, his mom was mainly focused on getting all 8 children in the family to sit down and eat dinner together. Kenny said that was a big tradition in his family.
It was positive for us. Like it was like a time for us to like to sit down and talk about what was going on throughout the day.
That tradition started to crumble as Kenny's siblings grew up and moved out. And then Kenny's parents got divorced.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of like I was left to fend on my own, like in a sense, because my mom, like she would be at work, but she would give me money to say, oh, make sure you get you something to eat. And I would have to eat McDonald's, Burger King or something like that. That's just how things went.
And things went like that right up until that health class at City College.
And on the first day, she was like that when you have like people that have more fast food chains and liquor stores in their communities, they oftentimes have these types of health outcomes. And so me just sitting there thinking back like, well, I live in a place like very similar to what she's talking about. My grandparents, they have diabetes.
It made Kenny want to get healthy.
Once I started to think about that, like, all right, well, if I had a gym in my neighborhood, would I go? I said, yeah. And so I went to 24-Hour Fitness on 16th Patrol, and I got a gym membership.
At this point, Kenny says he weighed 374 pounds. Then he got that gym membership and lost over 100 of them and kept it off. He also started eating things like whole grains and fresh fruit, food he says he hadn't even considered as an option until now.
I didn't even know that there was a Whole Food, there was a place that you can go buy or organic stuff. I didn't even know organic stuff even existed.
Then Kenny's professor found out that he was from the Bayview and told him about this new project she was working on with the San Francisco Department of Public Health. That's how he became a food guardian.
Right now, we're on Oakdale and Lane at Ford's Groceries.
Part of Kenny's job as a food guardian is to help make sure owner Kathy Ford has enough fruits and vegetables in stock.
And see what produce she wants to order. She usually tends to order based on customers' liking and produce seasonality.
I think the hardest thing is trying to pick out the proper fruit and vegetables for the neighborhood. So learning, you know, what goes, you know, with the different ethnic backgrounds makes it interesting.
Kenny will make sure the produce she needs gets ordered and delivered to the store. It's part of a program to encourage corner stores to sell healthier foods in the Bayview. And Kenny says it's working.
We have people that come in and buy produce and things like that. We have people that come in and just pick up recipe cards just so that they can have them and take home. And so the project is really, overall, has been really great for the community.
Kenny also works on recruiting other stores to sell fruits and vegetables and hands out nutrition information to residents at community events. He says he loves his job, But he tells me that it was difficult at first because people were skeptical.
It was like they started to question me and say, like, you know, you must feel bad about yourself. You're working with those white people now. They're trying to change you. It really like motivated me to like to own who I was and to own like my blackness.
Kenny sees his race as an asset.
It's key to have black and brown people working in the Department of Public Health now.
But ultimately, Kenny believes
health does not have a color. No, I mean, you don't have to be white to be healthy. A lot of people still to this day associate fruits and vegetables, eating healthy, organic with white people. And it's not okay. It's not right.
Now, as he tries to spread the gospel of healthy living within the Bayview, he focuses carefully on instilling these values in one particularly important person, his son.
Yeah, I try to sit down with him to, like, you know, to eat meals and stuff like that and talk to him, because once we get home, like, that's really the only time that we have together to sit down and, like, and talk and to see, like, you know, how he's doing, and for him to know that I'm okay and I'm well and I'm here for him.
And Kenny is well, probably better than he would have been had he got his first choice in classes. For Cross Currents, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs.